the goal is to be safer per se, but we're up to chapter 11 out of 70, so we're making progress, Baruch Hashem. Lo b'shayim v'lo rechoka mi'itanu she'ele zos. Okay, the Maharal in praise has wrapped up his attack on the philosophers, but he's not entirely done. And he says, I want to come back to the part of the question that got a little bit lost in the shuffle when we were discussing the question on the philosophers. And that is, the Maharal says, lo b'shamayim v'lo rechoka mi'itanu she'ele zos. Meaning this question, as to why is it that there's such great value in learning the Torah content of things of this world. Whether again it's Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever, it's Bava Kama, it's Shnayim Uchsim Batalis, right? It's learning about different types of permitted and prohibited mixtures, it's Klayim, it's Shatness. Lo b'shamayim v'lo rechokim mitanu she'ele zos. This question is not such a strong. I mean, we're not intimidated by this. On the surface, it's a very strong question, right? I mean, you walk into a vibrant Beis Medrash, you know, of people sitting and learning, and you just listen into the conversations for a moment. It's a very strange thing. You hear the topics that people are deeply immersed in. What's it all worth? Often it's not halacha l'maisa b'chlal. You know, you're learning these sugyas and you're wondering, and to an outsider, you see two chavrusas, you know, two guys who are really into it and they're steiging away and they're working on a sugya. And to an outsider, it's and then you tell this person, this is Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, this is the greatest achievement of a Jew. To study what? To study things that are not applicable to your life? To study things that are so tangible. Shnayim Ochsim Batalis, two guys fighting over a garment. Wouldn't it be better, the philosophers say, to study things which are more lofty, more abstract? Study the constellations, study the Yesodos Habriya, right? Study the angels, study things that are beyond this world. And again, we have the Rambam of the Mor Nevuchim is busy trying to talk about these things, to make sense of these things. Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam deals with these things. And yet so much of Shas is just nitty-gritty details of Olam Hazeh, things. So says the Maharal, it's not such a strong Shaila. Once we've explained in the previous parak that a person does not achieve Hatzlacha Achrona, which is just a code word for Olam Haba. You don't achieve eternity, al-yidei ha-chochma, rakim ha-divuk bo yizbarach. Again, what are we playing for? What's the big prize? What are we trying to achieve? When we understand that the goal of learning is not to acquire knowledge, but the goal of learning is to acquire dveikus b'Hashem. And again, at this point in the Sefer, if someone were to stop me on the street and say, tell me, what is Tiferes Yisrael about? What is the Maharal's Tiferes Yisrael about? If I had to answer it in one word or one sentence, I would say dveikus. It's about dveikus b'Hashem, by way of Torah and mitzvos. Because as the Sefer goes on, we keep saying, he keeps coming back to that theme. It's part of that opening question we saw in the Hagdama, what's the point of our learning? So therefore, the Maharal says, it's not such a big question. If you're playing to be a philosopher, so then ein hachanami. So then you should be more involved in philosophy and abstract studies than to deal with, again, the details of halacha minutia in this world. But if you understand that the goal is to cling to Hashem, so then Torah and mitzvot is all that matters. That is the pathway to dveikus b'Hashem. Ulefichah hasheila lama lo yikna ha'adam ha'atzlacha ha'nitzchis ha'yidei yediyas ha'chachma she'omid al anan ha'teva u'mahus ha'gal galim v'ha'malachim she'ikro tzuros nifrados. So in answer to the question, why is it that a person does not achieve eternity by studying again the more abstract things about the universe? Whether it's the constellations, or whether it's the angels, which again are abstract beings. Why is that not the ticket to eternity? Why is the nurturing of the philosophy of the mind, why is that not the goal? And the Maharal explains, because, why is it that a person does acquire the greatest success by learning about the Arbaos Nezikin? Uvachilak tanur v'kirayim. And studying the difference between various types of ovens and how they function in halacha. Right? Again, these details, which seem to be so olam hazadik. So the philosopher detests these things and says, you're caught up in such a narrow scope of understanding. Why not study the bigger questions of life? Shezehi sheila im hayakona atzlacha al yedei achachma. Because this is only a question. Again, if you think that success equals wisdom, if you think success equals ideas, if that were true, hayarayilo marsha kol asher hu yoser chachma, anything that is more chachmadik, which means more intellectual, ro'oi shetia al yedei atzlacha nitzchis. One would think, if that's the goal, if the goal was chachma, so then einachanami, there is more chachma to the study of an angel than there is to the study of two people fighting over a talis, which seems like a petty dispute. So if we were just playing to achieve chachma, so then einachanami, the study of the abstract would be much more purposeful. Aval ein hadavar kach, but that's not the goal. And the Maharal reminds us again, Rak ha'atzlacha mashal yedei ha'chochma, yikne dveikus bo yizbarch. That's the line to underline. What is the hatzlacha? The hatzlacha of a person is wisdom which allows a person to attach himself to Hashem. And there's only one body of wisdom that makes that attachment seamlessly. The only thing that makes that attachment seamlessly is Torah and mitzvos. Anything that's in Torah, automatically, when you attach yourself to it, Torah, as an idea of it, or you practice it in the form of mitzvos, that's how you attach to Hashem. U'me'ata navakesh, eizem min advarim heyoser ru'uyim el hadibuk eloki. So now, let's ask ourselves, it becomes pretty easy to determine which things bring to greater dveikus v'Hashem. Im hayadia b'galgalim uv'muhus arba yesodos. Is it the study of the constellations and the understanding of the natural sciences, the four yesodos, which of course are Afar, Mayim, Ruach, and Eish, right? To study the thing, the properties by which all of reality is made up of. Oh, hey, idea of Mishpatei Torah. Or is it to study what the Torah says? To study the laws of the Torah, right? Should I study the laws of reality as they exist in some type of natural way, which Hashem has created, which is why it brings you close to Dveikus v'Hashem? But if I study Torah, if I study what's in the book, so that brings me to Dveikus Gamur b'Hashem. V'harei ha'galgalim ba'atzam ein lehem Dveikus bo yizbarach. The things of this world do not have true Dveikus b'Hashem, not Dveikus Gamur. Ve'im kein eich yichna b'zeh ha'atzlacha achrona. And therefore, how could we entertain the possibility that a person will achieve their ultimate purpose by studying the things of this world, by studying the things of the natural world? V'hinei min advar masher heim yiduim. Something that is very well known to us, and the Maharal has emphasized this, and I'll emphasize it again. Ki ein davar shu yoser roi lizdabek bo yisbark rak hayosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we have to define Hashem, Hashem's mida is emes. Hashem's mida is yashrus. Yashar. Yosher. Yosher means honesty. Yashar, straight. Straight. Honest. Clear. Methodical. Seder, right? We spoke a lot about Seder, the Seder of Torah, the Seder of Torah and mitzvos. So therefore, if you want to achieve the goal of what? Of Dveikus v'Hashem, you have to attach yourself to the order of Yashrus, which is the order of Hashem. V'asher hu yotze min ha-yosher hu misrachik. When I stray from that Yashrus, from that midah of being just and being fair and being honest, so then I distance myself from Hashem. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei, Chosamol Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The seal of Hashem is Emes. Bereish is Bara Elokim. The last three letters spell out Emes. Just like many authors hide their name in the title of their book, Hashem hid his name, as it were, in the opening words of his book. Bereish is Bara Elokim, Sofei Tevos Emes. Right, the Mefarshim point out, it's not Emes in order. Bereish is a Tav. Bara is an Aleph. Elokim is a Mem. Because the Emes of Hashem is sometimes very concealed. We don't see how it's Emes. But the Maharal is saying, I'm promising you, stick with it. Stick with it. The letters will straighten themselves out. And they do, by the way, because look at it again. Bereish is Bara Elokim. The last three letters are Emes, but it's jumbled. What happens if you start from the second word? Bara Elokim S. Bereish is Bara Elokim S. If you take words 2, 3, and 4, the last three letters are Emes in order. So in other words, a person looks at Torah and says, what do I need all this for? What is this? This is Emes. This doesn't look like Emes. It looks like a lot of strange ideas just like thrown together. But the more you immerse yourself in it, the more it becomes clear to you that this is the only path of Yashrus. This is the only derech that is Yosher. This is the ultimate in Yosher. Ki al yedei ha-yosher lo nikra shem yitziyah v'lo shem richuk klal. Because when one is attached to, again, that world of Yosher, There is no usage of the term yitziyah. When you're on the right path, there's no deviating from that path. There's no distancing from that path. Rakshem yitziyah nikra al hayotze min hayosher. When a person loses, right, the direct path, it's at that moment that they're entering into a world of yitziyah, of richuk. Uvizeh shayach yitziyah v'richuk. V'hayosher hu b'torah. Again, underline those three words. The only place that a person finds true yosher is in the Torah itself. Ulefichach al yedei ha-Torah hu shekona ha-kiru v'achibur bo yisbarach. Ki ein liyosher yitziyah klal. Again, there are other things that can bring you close to attachment to Hashem, but it's always a little bit off. It doesn't line up perfectly. Right? There's an element of yetziyah, there's an element of richuk. It's not a perfect shidduch. But when you approach Hashem by the path of Torah, the derech haTorah, so then that's a path that leads directly to Hashem. There's no yetziyah whatsoever. There's no deviation at all. V'chein al yedei asiyas ha-mitzvos. This is true for the study of Torah, and this is true for the performance of mitzvos, which of course emerge from the Torah. Mipnei sha-Torah hi ha-yosher ba-atzmo. It's for this reason that because the Torah is so yashar, right, and that's why Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikru Reishis Yisrael. Our name is Yashar Kel Yisrael, Yashar Kel, straight to God. The only path that leads straight to Hashem is the path of Torah. So therefore, since Yosher by definition doesn't have yitziyah or richuk, and Hashem is manifesting himself by way of the Torah as being the makor of all that is yashar, and our essence Yisrael is to be yashar, so if I stick to that path, then at least to absolute dveikus by Hashem. Hare ha-hefer sheyesh bein Yisrael la'asher hu osek b'shar chachmos. So therefore the difference between one, a Jew who studies Torah, and a person who's osek in other chachmos is simply that ki ha-Torah hi ha-yosher ba'atzmo. When I study Torah, I'm studying that which is the essence of Yosher, and therefore hu kiruv v'chibur elav yisbarach. It keeps me close and connected to Hashem. It doesn't matter what you're studying. It can be the most abstract sugya in all of Shas, but because it's the Dvar Hashem, it keeps you absolutely connected to Hashem in the most direct way possible. V'ilu shar chachmos, but other wisdoms, other sources of study and wisdom, ein behem ha-yosher. They're not perfectly aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'af Shamayim lo zochu ve'einav. It's a pasuk in Iyov. That even the Shamayim, right? Even the Shamayim is not zochu ve'einav. Va'af b'malachav yasim tihila. Shekula mechusari hayosher. Everything that's a created being in this world, even if it's a very lofty created being, and again, that's why the philosophers are impressed. The philosophers say, I'm basar v'dam. But there's things that are beyond, right? The way that the Rambam almost understood, not almost, we all understood that there's some type of, the sun and the moon are living entities. Obviously, many rejected that and said that's simply not true. Right? But there was an understanding, there was a thought that the sun and the moon have their own seichel, that they can think almost like a human being. It's no surprise then that people worship them. Right? I mean, it's a thinking creature that's much greater than us, so it makes sense for us, to lower down the chain, to worship the sun and the moon and the stars. But the Maharal reminds us that all of them, all created beings, by definition of being a created being, are mechusar yosher. They're lacking some type of what? They're not the it. And the Torah is the it. The Torah, the Dvar Hashem, is one with Hashem. The ideas of Hashem are one with Hashem, like the Tanya describes at the beginning of Sefer Tanya. Ulefiha ha'asaga be'ilu dvarim. Ein b'hasaga ha'zos ha'yosher. So when I study again, I could study the most abstract philosophical ideas, which are very lofty, but it's not the derech of yosher. It's not Torah and mitzvos. V'asher ha'asaga hi b'nimtzam shehei mechusari ha-yosher. Because again, I'm studying things of this world. So it doesn't matter how lofty it is, it still becomes lacking in that midah of yosher. I'll just give you an example that he brings here in the footnote. There's a very perplexing Ma'amar Chazal, Kedushin Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Tov shaberofim legehenim. Very strange, Maimar Chazal. The best of doctors go to hell. The best of doctors go to Gehenim. Right? What does that mean? How do you say such a thing? What does that mean? Right? I mean, some people, I drive around the neighborhood, people have signs on their lawn thanking the doctors, the nurses, the essential healthcare workers. What do you mean, Tov shaberofim legehenim? The best the best doctors go to Gehenna. So the Maharal explains in the Chidushei Agados, his commentary on that Gemara, he says, I'm just reading you from the footnotes of the edition that I'm using, Nira Perusho, Mipnei Shebemalachto Beteva. Because a doctor is still working within Teva. Now the doctor maybe is harnessing and understanding the natural sciences in the deepest of ways. And that's why doctors are usually pretty smart. And they're pretty insightful people. But at the end of the day, what are they involved in? What are they osek in? They're osek in physicality, right? Not spirituality. When a guy sits in the base medrash and he talks about Shnayim Ochsim Betalis, right? Even if he feels that the brain surgeon is doing something loftier than him, and the brain surgeon's understanding of things is deeper than him, but in a certain sense, the doctor is osek in Olam Hazeh, and he's osek in what? In Olam Haba, in the sense that he's studying the Dvar Hashem. So therefore, a doctor goes to Gehenna in the sense that what? That his avod is entirely in Teva, in Chumrius, in physicality. V'chol iske harofe beguf hachomri. Everything he's involved in is the physical world. So that can only get a person so far. He's not attached to spirituality. He's not attached to the Makor HaChayim, which is Hashem. So he's, in a certain sense, he's involved in something very holy and very important. But what Chazal are hinting to is the fact that it can only take a person so far. And therefore, the only way to get Mamish to the place that a person wants to be, that Hatzlacha Achrona that the Maharal keeps talking about, the only way to get there, to tap into that which is, again, the true source of Yosher, is Torah and Mitzvos. V'lakach. Eina meviam hakira, back inside now. V'lakach, and therefore these studies, ein meviam hakira v'el Hashem yizbarach, they don't bring a person to absolute attachment to Hashem. Ki af im tomar, sha Torah ta'ayin bedvarim gashmiyim. Because if you'll say back to me, says the Maharal, you'll say back to me, but the Torah also speaks about dvarim gashmiyim. The Torah is also speaking about physical matters, right? You just told me that the brain surgeon who's studying the brain in a deep way is involved in Gashmias. But a person who's studying the halachos of a tanur v'kirayim is osek in ruchnias. He's also studying Gashmias. He's studying the physical structures of different ovens. Right? So what do you mean this is Gashmias and this is ruchnias? But the difference is one is Torah and one is the natural order of the world. Hello, be'arnu davar zeh pa'am harbe. Says the Maharal, I've explained this to you many times. That's what the whole 6th, 7th, and 8th parak were about. Explaining to us that mitzvos are not ethical rules and ethical principles. Mitzvos don't even have to make sense at all. But you have to just know this is the seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed for the world to operate by. Hello, be'arnu davar zeh pa'amim harbe. Ki ein davar zeh doma. It might look like this one's osek in physical matter and this one's osek in physical matter. This one's studying a blood stain of an Isha Nida. And this doctor is also studying, you know, the nature of various types of blood, right? So why is one osek in mamish unbelievable ruchnias and one is involved in the study of the physical world? What's the difference between the two? And the difference is, one is in the Torah and one is in the world, so to speak. Yeah, and of course, yes, I know the question is, but Hashem looked to the Torah to create the world, so the world is also Torah. That's also true. But we have to draw, on a simple level, we have to draw a distinction between the mitzvos and the Torah, versus the natural world, which is also part of Hashem's order, but it's not going to get you to the highest of levels. Ki ein haTorah ma'ayenes b'mohus hagashmiyim atzum, because the Torah is not interested in the gashmius of those things. When we study Torah, we're accessing, whether we realize it or not, we're accessing the ruchnius of those things. So we might be, you know, spending time trying to figure out, is this telephone pole a tzuras haPesach for an Erev? And it looks like we're involved in telephone poles, but we're involved in Torah. That's what we're really involved in, whether our eyes see it or not. We're not involved in physicality, we're involved in spirituality. The things that Hashem decreed, the reality as Hashem has decreed it, that is Yosher. And Yosher means Dveikus. But a person, again, who studies, whether it's the constellations or angels, things which are very lofty, if a person studies them well, yesh bahem min achisaron bavadai, they are by definition lacking. They may be much greater than we see ourselves, flesh and blood. But by being created beings, by definition, they're lacking. Shekol hanimtzaim yesh bahem min achisaron. Because everything of the natural world, and again, natural world, so those things are also lacking on a certain level. V'davar zeh od yizbar b'samuch, and I'll explain this further. The only thing that's perfect, The only thing that has this midah of yosher, that's absolutely emistic and absolutely perfect, and allows for complete dveikus v'Hashem without any yitziyah, and without any richuk, is what? Torah's Hashem Tamima. Hashem's Torah is perfect. It's perfectly aligned. And therefore, don't be frustrated by the question. Sometimes I feel like I'm involved in, again, these halachic minutiae, which seem so irrelevant in my real life. But my real life is the world of Ruchnius, and the world of the ideas of Hashem. And therefore, there's no better way to be davuk to Hashem than Torah and mitzvahs. Okay? So let's stop here for tonight. Mirtz Hashem, Sunday night, I don't think we're going to be learning, unless anyone wants to get together on Yom Kippur. But Mirtz Hashem, next Tuesday night, we'll continue with the 11th parak. Okay?